Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Have you ever had the experience of losing so consistently that you can't imagine yourself ever winning? It happens at cards and with the horses. And then suddenly your luck will change. When it does, you can feel it. I haven't been gambling. It's been happening to my whole existence. And this morning, when Miss Harriet Bendigo, Marcia's Aunt Harriet, you know, when she walked into my office, there it was. Like a change in the wind on a boiling hot day. Miss Bendigo told me about her growing dislike for Harry Palmer. And, I warn you, this is pretty horrifying. She's convinced that in some way or other, Palmer hastened Tressida Bendigo's death. There's not much we can do about it at the moment, but bit by bit, the case is building up against Palmer and Angela Tennant. That character Hooper was in here again today. I've an idea he'll be turning something up pretty soon, too.
Run through the manifest till you find it, Jeff. We can't let me get away with that.
I should say not, Mr. Puller. Is that the lot?
I think so. Listen, before you go, how long is it since you've seen Angela Tennant?
Oh, weeks and weeks.
Hooper tells me she's flat broke.
Well, what's become of that 1700 she had a little while back?
Don't ask me. If she still has it, she's sticking to it like glue. Even though she's being sued for her shop bills and I don't know what. I'll tell you something. Hooper's taking a new line with that woman and we might just manage to frighten her.
Huh?
Let it ride for now. I'll keep you posted if anything comes of it. But those two are as crooked as the fourth hole at Ranelagh.
Crooked's praising them.
Yes. And when thieves fall out, you know, that's the time to catch them. How's your wife?
Well, actually, I haven't seen her much since her uncle died.
It's none of my business, but shouldn't you be around just a little?
What for?
I'm told she's terribly broken up.
Yes. Yes, I know. Well, anyway, hang it all, sir. If Marcia wants comfort for me, she'll have to ask for it.
You're having a stiff neck still, aren't you?
Well, wouldn't you have in my position?
I guess I would. But you want to remember, she might be dying for a kind word from you, but be too stiff-necked to ask for it.
All the kind words Marcia wants, she's getting from H.J. Palmer.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. Why not give her a tingle? Ask her how she's making out.
Don't mind me saying so, Skipper, but this fatherly act is slightly out of character.
I'm only trying to do the right thing. Please yourself, of course. Anyway, get to work on those manifests. And when you find the mistake, come down on the culprit like a ton of bricks.
Just leave it to me.
And Jeff.
Yeah?
Any fool can have a stiff neck, but it takes a good man to know when to unbend. That's all.
Yes. She's right, too. Maybe I should ring Marcia. And she can always hang up if it's not Wilkin.
So, you knew who I was all the time, did you, Mrs. Tennant?
Of course I did. What do you take me for?
Well, we won't go into that. But how did you know?
You've been snooping round the shops in my vicinity, for one thing. And it so happens that I'm rather matey with the mechanic who looks after my car. He pointed you out one day as the nose. That was his expression. the nose who'd been asking a few too many questions.
Looks as though I'd better sharpen up my technique.
Do what you like. All I want to know is, where do we go from here?
Do you consider yourself smart, Mrs. Tennant?
Generally make out.
If you're smart, you'll come with me right now.
Come with you? Where?
Benny Fuller's office.
Oh, are you trying to be funny, Mr. Hooper?
Listen to me. Your boyfriend Palmer's on much thinner ice than he knows. And soon it's going to break under him. Unless you want to stand in court with him, you'd better get out from under while you still have the chance.
Oh, you're talking unmitigated humbug.
All right, how's this? We know Palmer paid you £1,700 not long ago, and we know where it came from. I've a photostatic copy of your bank statement for the month of January, so you needn't argue the point. We know you're broke and desperately in need of money. And we know Palmer's not handing any over at the moment. That $1,700 looks bad.
Oh, I'm miles ahead of you, Hooper. Can't you talk about anything else?
I could, but I'd rather you were sensible. If you're broke, I know where you could pick up a nice piece of change.
How nice.
Come and talk to Benny.
No.
You're sticking your neck out.
I've had about enough of you, Hooper. Get out of that chair and take a message back to your boss. I don't know what it's all about, and I don't care. The money I had a few weeks ago, I won at Goodwood Park and lost at Ashford Downs. My acquaintance with Harry Palmer is purely social. And neither you, nor Pullen, nor Jeff Pilgrim have a leg to stand on. And while I'm on the subject, if I catch you gumshoeing round my flat anymore, I'll make a complaint against you. And I'll make it stick.
Just a sweet little innocent, eh?
Yes.
You didn't help Palmer railroad Jeff Pilgrim?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And when Palmer gets his paws on the Bendigo money, you won't be holding your hand out? Not even for two bob?
Ah, you're a vulpy.
Okay, Mrs. Tennant. This time you have it your way. Ah. I promised you a drink, didn't I?
Thanks, you needn't bother.
That's no bother. Here. Here's a couple of shillings. Buy yourself one. It so happens you'll revolt me, too.
What are you doing tonight, Jeff? Could we go to a show?
Well, what about some other night?
But you're not working.
No, I'm not actually, but, well, there are plenty of other nights.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
I know what it is. You're giving me the old heave-ho, right?
Oh, don't be a silly ass.
What is it, Jeff? A mood or what? You may as well tell me.
I'm going to see Marcia.
Why?
I rang her today, and she more or less said, come round if you like. She said something about her Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet be hanged. Jeff, what is this?
Well, they're both terribly grieved and all that. I only rang out of courtesy.
Oh, rubbish. How can you go near her? She's in Harry Palmer's pocket, and yet you actually propose to go round to her place tonight and sit there holding her hand. If she's grieved over her uncle, let Palmer hold her hand.
You don't have to get tough about it.
I do have to get tough about it. It's nauseating, Jeff.
Oh, be a good kid. Don't be absurd. If she hadn't just lost her uncle, I'd no sooner go near her than fly. But Benny Puller read me a lecture this morning about having a stiff neck.
So this is more of Benny's work, is it?
Well, what he said made sense.
It makes nothing of the kind. What's the matter with you? Marcia still thinks you're a thief or professors too. Don't you realize that?
I'm still her husband. And she can still want someone she knows around. These aren't ordinary circumstances.
Jeff, don't go. I'm asking you, please, don't go to their house.
Really, Stella, why not?
Because I'm asking you.
But I promised her.
Well, break your promise. Ring up and make an excuse, any excuse.
Oh, hang it, I can't do that.
Can't? Or won't?
What does it matter? Look here, I'm beginning to believe you're jealous or something equally fantastic.
Oh, give me strength. How can you be such a clown?
You don't have to get cursed.
All right, then go and see her. Do anything you like. I don't care a tinker's curse. Go and live with her again if you want to. She thinks you're a crook and she wants to see you flung into jail. But never mind that. The first minute she wiggles her little finger, you go running to her.
Hey, Stella, calm down.
I won't calm down. I've had enough. She can have you and she's welcome to you. And the next time she wrecks your life, you can go to jail and rot there. Go back to your beastly wife and stay there.
What's going on in here? What's this infernal row?
It's my fault, Mr. Puller. I'm sorry.
Trying to turn the place into a snake pit? Stella, you were making all the racket. Now, if you two want to box on, don't do it here, even if it is after hours.
He drives me crazy.
What doing?
He's going to see that wife of his, tonight. After all she's done.
He is, eh? Well, that's no reason to go on like a witch at Halloween. Anyway, whatever Pilgrim does with himself tonight doesn't matter two hoots at the moment. We've something more important on hand. You've a visitor, Jeff. Waiting downstairs as bold as brass.
Who is it?
Mrs. Angela Tennant.
To lose my temper with Jeff just then. But the very idea made me boil. He's not going to see Marcia. I'll attend to that. Yes, but what's Angela Tennant here for? Not to give Palmer away after all this, surely. Yet there must be something in the wind, or she wouldn't be here at all. I wonder if she's getting frightened at last.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.